The wind has been calm and it started to blow real hard. What do you call that?
What do you call it? A front coming through?
You say the wind has been calm and the wind starts to blow. You say the wind is
blowing hard out there.
It's picking up?
Yeah, it's picking up. Your front's coming through. Of course, those days, you didn't know anything about a front.
Fronts. I was wondering how.
No.
Suppose the wind's been blowing hard, but it starts to
calm
down.
Yeah, calm down.
Is it going down or?
Calming down, you call it calm.
Down.
Yeah.
Different kinds of rain, if it's just enough to make your face wet.
Shower.
Just a shower.
Yeah.
And if it's just enough to lay the dust.
That's what you call it, a light shower.
But if it's a real heavy one, what do you call that?
You call it a rain.
It's a full rain.
Yeah.
You ever hear anybody call that a goose drowner or a
gusher?
Another thing down here, they call it a cloud buster. Used to break all this land up, the big clouds. It took about an inch and a half, 2 inches of rain to melt those clouds.
I see. And a bad storm with thunder and lightning?
He called it a storm.
It's a storm. And if
lightning hit something, you see, well, lightning hit a certain house, a tree, or something.
If you get up in the morning and step outside and it's pretty cold, you say, well, it's mighty what? It's
cool.
Mighty cool?
It's morning.
You ever call that airish?
Yeah, I call it airish, yeah.
How about that white stuff that makes it hard to, covers the road at night, makes it hard to drive?
Dew?
It's dew on the garden, and if the dew gets up and covers the roads, covers
fog.
Fog.
They still call it that.
You must have had a lot of that.
Yeah, we do down up and out of the river.
And if the dew is cold enough to kill the vegetables,
that's a frost.
It's a frost.
Yeah.
And if you haven't had rain for a long time, what do you call that?
Dry spell.
Dry spell. And I wonder if I could ask you to try to remember how you say when you were a boy, how you'd count up to 20. Would you just show me how you
count 20?
Yes. Up
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on that.
Right. Would you keep going from 5?
Well, sometimes you say 5, 10, 15, 20.
Uh-huh.
You've gotten to 5.
And how about the, would you say the days of the week and the months of the year for me? The way you used to pronounce them when you were a boy, as much as you can remember?
Well, the only thing I know, the weeks were just 7 days.
Uh-huh.
And then your month was so-and-so. And the years was just years.
Would you just say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
Yeah, and Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
January?
January, February, March, April, May. Some of them say the third month, the fourth month. Planted cotton you see in April. Excuse me.
And when you were in school, what did they teach you about, what were the southern states? The states you considered to be southern.
Southern states?
Yes, sir, when you were a boy.
Well, the same as you got now, Tennessee. That, and Kentucky was a border state, you see. And Alabama, and the Carolinas, and Arkansas on west, you see.
Did you study Texas as a southern state, or was that?
Texas was a southern state, yeah.
Was it? And of course you counted Louisiana.
That, of course. That's a southern state, too. All the way across.
And you remember what you studied for the big cities in the south?
Well, New Orleans and St. Louis.
And what states, or what cities in Tennessee?
Well, Memphis and Nashville. And, of course, Alabama over there. Then Atlanta, Georgia. Well, Atlanta was a big, still big.
What were the big cities in Alabama?
Birmingham.
Did you think of Mobile as being a...
Yeah, Mobile. Of course, that was right.
Study Montgomery,
Yeah. All the southern states, we studied that in history.
I was just wondering what cities you considered to be important when you were a boy.
Take Memphis, and New Orleans was big for a lot of that stuff. Come out of New Orleans. Shipped it out of there when I was a kid.
How did you, what did you save for the nation's capital?
Called the White House.
The White House?
Yeah.
And the White House was in what city?
Washington.
Would you say Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, no, I'll just say the White House.
It's the White House.
Yeah.
And pay much attention to New England, or?
No, no. No, the states, we just said who the president was and the governor. Didn't even mention the senators, the congressmen, that way.
Mm-hmm. What did you think about New York in those days? How do you consider that?
Well, that was a big city. I'd like to think that. You take all my stones, took a New York world. It belongs out there.
So you got news from there?
Got news from there, yeah. But it'd be 2 or 3 days old before we got it. That was like my train, you know.
Well, sir, I think you have done a great job. You have a